Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Well, let's talk all things tax from an entrepreneurial point of view and, of course, the reality of making sure that you and I are compliant. For that, we're joined by Sese Tutegeshe, tax specialist and founder of NALA, Nuanced Advisory in Legal and Accounting. I'm hoping the gremlins have gone out of the system. Sese, can you hear us now?
Yes, I'm able to hear you, Guguletu.
Fantastic. Awesome. At least the gremlins have gone away. I guess first things first, I made a joke earlier about the calls you must have been taking due to the tax season. And I guess it just goes to highlight and show what a serious issue SARS and tax is essentially for anyone earning an income. But maybe talk us through that, you know, the busyness of the tax season and the tax period and how we shouldn't necessarily wait for the last minute to make sure that we are compliant.
You're absolutely right, Guguletu. I mean, this was one of the busiest times for tax professionals, and the pressure really is real. You know, SARS does get to open the tax season quite early in the year, but you find that a lot of taxpayers wait until the last minute to have their documents together and file everything. But I guess it's a good thing that they still do and come and file their taxes so they can avoid penalties and they can avoid interest and they can avoid SARS running after them.
Mm. And this is very important. And sometimes so many of us, you know, either in our individual capacity, forget whether we are provisional or non-provisional taxpayers. Others forget that they have entities and companies that also need to file and be compliant. And all the different types of taxes that also exist when it comes to running a business. And maybe talk us through that. Sometimes as businesses grow, we tend to forget that we need to keep up to date with some of those changes. What's your experience been with some clients who might think they're compliant but aren't truthfully are?
100%. Well, my clients are individuals and businesses as well. And sometimes when we categorize individuals, we can call them employed individuals, which are salaried individuals, mm-hmm. and freelancers, you know, which are individuals who invoice, you know, for their income. So when it comes to the professionals who are salaried employees, it is quite simple and straightforward because their taxes are usually handled by their employers every month. So they pay a tax every month, which is called PAYE, pay as you earn. So they don't really have to worry about being provisional taxpayers. However, individuals who work for themselves or, you know, are freelancers, then it's always encouraged, you know, for them to register as provisional taxpayers and they pay what is called personal income tax. Mm-hmm. And then with companies, businesses, they pay what is called corporate income tax. And so you've got various deadlines for those, but the deadline that we were looking at this particular tax season was the 20th of October, and it was for individual taxpayers.
Definitely. And that's true. It was for individual taxpayers, and we needed to make sure that we're compliant by this past Monday, the 20th. It's not too late, though. Rather fix your concerns with SARS than putting your head in the sand. But it's not just SARS we need to be worried about, but because a lot of South Africans tend to travel, we go abroad, we work abroad, we earn an income abroad or from international clients. And this too, I understand from your experience, is typically how we happen to find ourselves on the wrong side of the law when it comes to tax. Or maybe not even on the wrong side, just completely confused. Talk us through some examples that you can share, specifically when it comes to clients who have lived abroad, stayed in certain markets where tax might not be necessary in those jurisdictions, but coming back home, you still need to account for your earnings.
Exactly, Guguletu. I mean, I just recently dealt with a client who moved to the UAE in 2018 already, but then did not let SARS know that they ceased to be a tax resident. And so SARS then came back and said, you're under audit and you owe us tax for as far back as 2018. And so I had to step in and say, look, let's get all the documentation together. Let's prove that because this client is working in the UAE and they're an expatriate, you know, because UAE does not tax you on your income. Mm-hmm. We can't have this client be taxed on income they're earning in the UAE in South Africa. So we had to put all those documentation together and backdate our client all the way to 2018 so that SARS does not come after their money, because SARS was coming after their money. So it's very important to declare and let SARS know. You know, when you communicate with SARS, it's not necessarily always to give them your money, but to let them know that right now your circumstance you know, enables you not to give SARS money because we're trying to avoid double taxation. Mm-hmm. And so there are double taxation agreements across, you know, different countries that we, you know, we know about and we use so that our clients aren't taxed twice.
Exactly. And that's so important for us to know, right? Your tax residency and other markets where you might earn an income from and the different types of disclosures that need to be made. And maybe in light of that conversation, Sesetu, it would be great if you could, you know, just talk us through, you know, when one does need to consider having that conversation with SARS to say, hey, I'm away for 3 months, I'm away for a year, I'm away for the next 5 years. So just to let you know, I'll be earning an income, not only in a different currency, but in a different country. When and how do those conversations typically need to take place? And maybe this is also how you can tell us you typically help your clients through NALA.
Absolutely. So the Income Tax Act does make provision, and it is what we call the 91-day rule or the 91-day test. So basically, in fact, I won't get into the statutory requirements, but to basically say that if you're going to be employed abroad, and let's say it's going to be permanent employment abroad, and you'll be living abroad, and your life will be abroad, it's important to let SARS know, and you cease your tax residency in South Africa so that, you know, you're not expected to pay tax on income, on your worldwide income. And the second part then is if you're going abroad just for a short time, right, we use then the double taxation agreements to make sure that you're not paying income in another country and also paying, you're not paying tax in another country on your income and also paying tax in South Africa on your income. Mm-hmm. So usually you, in that instance, when it's a short time and it's not permanent, then you don't have to seize your tax residency in South Africa, but we work around that. So with clients that go abroad, maybe on a contract of 2 years, we don't seize their taxation or their tax residency in South Africa, but we work with SARS to say, on this income, yes, please don't tax our client twice.
Exactly. I'm so glad you've put it in such a clear and concise manner, because sometimes it can be very confusing and intimidating. And that's why companies like yours exist, so that we can actually come to specialists like yourselves and your colleagues in the industry to say, hey, I'm stuck. It can be intimidating. It can be overwhelming. But Sese, to talk us through, you know, what a consultation looks like with you and when we need to, you know, evaluate how best to interact with a tax specialist. To also make sure that we come prepared to the meeting, right? Nothing worse than sitting opposite a tax specialist and you don't have your things in order. But talk us through that journey and maybe even emphasize the reason why you started your company instead of staying in corporate.
Exactly, Guguletu. You've summed it up so well. My passion really is, you know, deeper than just being a tax specialist. You know, I created this space so that people can feel empowered and, you know, not intimidated when it comes to money and their tax affairs. Because when they start ignoring these problems, then they keep piling up and then it's too late. So a consultation with a client is to basically hear the client out. You know, a client reaches out to me because something is pressing, something is bothering them, or they need advice. And so the first thing that I do is listen. And then from listening, I'm able to then identify what my client needs assistance with and what their problem is. And while I'm listening to the client, in my head, I'm already thinking of, you know, the solution I'm going to give the client and what we're going to do and how we're going to solve it. Because at the end of the day, no client wants you to emphasize on how maybe they ignored deadlines and now they've got penalties, but they'd rather want assistance to understand that, okay, now that these penalties have piled up to this amount, can you motivate to SARS for me to pay this amount, a certain amount of money, or maybe an installment for maybe, you know, 12 months or 24 months, because this is what I can afford on a monthly basis. And then we're able to solve that problem. So for me, it's really about getting the client compliant and, you know, navigating the system legally, and also helping the client based on their situation, because different clients have different contexts.
Yes, that is so important to mention. Oh, Seset, you hit the nail on the head there. Different clients do have different contexts. So the conversations we have around the braai, the coffee shop, or even the school drop-off might help, but they're not specific to each one's needs because we all have very nuanced experiences of life and financially as well in terms of our tax responsibilities. Thank you so much for your time again this evening, Seset. To really appreciate it, and onwards and upwards with your journey into entrepreneurship.
Thank you so much, Guguletu, for having me. Have a lovely evening.
Likewise. Sesetu Kekeshe, tax specialist and founder of Nala Tax Advisory, nuanced advisory, giving us some insight into the important aspects we need to be mindful of when it does come to tax compliance. So, as you heard, make sure you book that consultation. There are so many tax themes for us to discuss and deep dive, and we'll do that in the upcoming weeks just to make sure that we're all on board. For the moment, though, it's almost 8 o'clock, and coming up next will be Nzinga Kunta, who will be standing in for Pimelo Mudine. She's peeping through. I'm looking forward to having her and hearing her on air tonight. Make sure that you also interact with Nzinga. Send through your voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.